Well, Johannesburg Water has finally launched the Lanasia High Reservoir Project in Lanasia South. Despite challenges along the way, City of Joburg Mayor Mpho Palatsi, along with the Johannesburg Water, cut the ribbon this afternoon as the crowd cheered. Now, to unpack the project further and what this could mean for the Johannesburg South residents, including Lanasia, we speak to JW Project Manager Joseph Makola. Good evening, Joseph.
Good evening, sir. How are you?
And thank you for joining us. Tell us about the project that was launched at the Lanasia High Reservoir today. I mean, what will it entail? What will be the volume of water that residents can now expect to run to their taps?
Okay, all right. The project that we launched today, it's one of three phases of projects that were implemented within the Lanasia and Hospital Hill area. The first phase was upgrading of the pump station, where we installed three new pumps and a 900 kVA generator to pump water from the Hospital Hill to the Lanasia High Level Reservoir, which is the one we were launching today. And then subsequent to that, we improved the bulk spill line, same from the pump, from the Hospital Hill pump station. It was initially a 400 millimeter diameter pipeline, which was an asbestos line. And usually asbestos lines are prone to give in when under pressure. So we upgraded that 400 line to a 600 millimeter diameter steel pipeline, which runs from the Hospital Hill to the Lanasia High Level Reservoir. And the third project was the one that we were launching today, which is the new 15 megaliter reservoir, which was launched today and opened by the executive mayor and Joburg Water executives today.
Joseph, many people may be concerned, of course, that noting that there have been other projects, you know, within the country, Johannesburg as well, that, you know, the duration of it extends far beyond the expectations. Give us an outline of what is the duration of this project. When will you foresee that it be completed and ready to service the people?
Yeah, from a readiness perspective, the project is indeed complete. The construction commencement was in August 2020. It was supposed to be finished in 12 months, but we've had numerous challenges. And like I did indicate, that the project started in 2020. Remember, that's the time where we were still on hard lockdown, and we had numerous challenges, and whereby on the 23rd of March 2020, the president of our country announced the national lockdown, and the project started immediately after that lockdown. Restrictions were eased, but now every time when there was a positive case on site, the site had to be closed and disinfected for about 3 days. And we had about in excess of 10 to 13 cases. So you can imagine 3 days multiplied by 13 cases. So we lost around 30 days as a result of that. And another issue now, in terms of the supply of the material for the construction of the reservoir, our supplier was Hall Longmore, and they also had those challenges in terms of not being able to cope with the demand of the material in terms of the way the contractor was ordering the material. They were also affected by positive cases, and they had to shut the plant, shut their manufacturing processes for about a week or so. And as a result of that, there was another 2 or 3 weeks which was delayed, which was attributable to that. And the other aspect that sort of delayed the project was excessive rainfall. I mean, the project started in 2020 in August, so it was subject to two rainy seasons, and as a result of that, we experienced about 40 to 50 days of rain delays. And the other issue now that we experienced which resulted in the delay in us delaying in terms of implementing this project. It was the work stoppages by the community. But for this one, I'd like to applaud the leaders of the Lineja and the area and RD Miki for their swift interventions every time when there was a work stoppage or when there was when the contractor couldn't work. I mean, they demonstrated leadership. And every time when there was a delay in the project, they'd intervene and make sure that the contractor goes back on site to start work immediately. And coming back to your question, yes, indeed, the project was earmarked to be completed in 12 months, but it was completed in 20 months due to the reasons that I've just cited now. So it was the COVID pandemic, it was the delivery of the steel pipelines and the valves, and the rain delays and the work stoppages by the community members.
Joseph, to our understanding, there is another reservoir in the area where the new one was built. I mean, how will both of them be working together, or is the new one expected to make the old one redundant of sorts?
No. The old, we have an existing 6 megaliter reservoir within the same reservoir complex where we're launching the 15 megaliter reservoir. So what we are going to do is we will not decommission the old reservoir. Those two reservoirs will be used, both of them, they augment capacity. So instead of having 6, we now have 6 plus 15. And what we did is when we undertook the design, we made sure that the top water levels of the two reservoirs are aligned so that when they fill, they all fill at the same time, and when the level drops, the level will drop at the same time. So both reservoirs will be operating simultaneously.
Finally, Joseph, I mean, Johannesburg South is a very rapidly growing area of Gauteng and Johannesburg. And we've seen its fair share of water problems over the last 1 to 2 years by way of, burst infrastructure, water, Lineja for, Lineja without water for a long time. How is this additional capacity expected to make life easier, hopefully, for the residents?
Yes, indeed. We've increased storage by almost 3 times. So the objective of this project was, number one, to increase the storage capacity, and then number two was to ensure that there's adequate water supply to the Lineja community and the surrounding. The third objective was to reduce water interruptions within the Lineja area and the surroundings. And the most important objective of this project was to improve the overall customer service to our end user, which is the customers. And I believe, the math is not lying. I mean, the storage is increased by 3 times. So indeed, it will alleviate a lot of strain and pressure in terms of water supply. So I believe the objectives will be realized once the system is fully functional.
Joseph Makola, thank you so much for joining us on Radio Islam International. Have a good weekend ahead of you, and thank you for the update about the Lineja High Reservoir project, and thank you for your time.
Thank you so much for having me. Thanks.
Well, that was the Lineja High Reservoir project that has been completed, Lineja South. For those of you folks residing in that area, inshallah, it is hoped that you will have some relief from the water woes and water issues.